Welcome to Amsterdam. Welkom in Amsterdam. Thank you for taking the time to join us on this audio tour. My name is Sebastian and I will be your guide today. I hope that you've already taken the opportunity to have a look around whilst on your way here, because today you are in a very special city, in the capital of the Netherlands. Here are a few facts about Amsterdam to get you started. Our city has over 180 nationalities and an average of 17 million tourists visit on an annual basis. There are around 6,000 prostitutes working in the red light district. It has 200 coffee shops, 75 museums, 38 markets, 40 parks, and over 1 million bikes. The streets here are pretty much crowded 24/7. All year round. I'd like to start off by telling you our story, the story of Tot Heil des Volks, which translated means for the salvation of the people. We're the oldest Christian organization in the Netherlands, and our story begins in 1855 in the Jordan, a district to the east of the city center. Pastor Jan de Liefde, his surname literally means the love, was deeply moved by the immense poverty in the area, and responded by handing out bread and the Bible, seeing to the people's physical and spiritual needs. To this day, our organization has continued to be deeply moved by the issues in our own country. And today we come alongside the four most vulnerable groups in our society. People working in prostitution, the homeless, addicts, and children growing up in poverty. Our motto is, who do you see? Who do you see when you look at a prostitute? Who do you see when you look at a homeless person? We like to call this street theology, because we believe we can learn wise spiritual lessons from the things these people share with us, from their life experiences, and the way they look at the world and the people around them. We believe they reveal something of who God is to us. Every day, we get to welcome about 50 people to our walk-in centre for the homeless in the heart of Amsterdam. People like Gerard, who has been homeless for many years and is a regular visitor here.
I don't know if I'd say it's hard, but you do need to have faith and not be afraid. There are people who would never dream of sleeping rough because they're afraid of being mugged and stuff. That's not an issue for me. I'm not afraid. And I don't get mugged, because God protects me. Do you get what I mean? That's just what I believe, and nothing has ever happened to me. I've had a few bits and pieces stolen over the years, but I've never been harassed or anything. I believe that every person on this earth is important. Living out here can break you a little, I'm not gonna lie, but that's not a bad thing in itself. It's not a bad thing to be broken a little. Not that that's my goal, don't misunderstand me, but it helps you be more empathic, to understand what other people are going through and the way they live. When you live at the bottom of society, you can't look down on people, you can only look up.
Our walk-in centre is a place where the homeless can have a chat, get a cup of coffee, and of course a warm meal at lunchtime. We're there for those who feel cast out or abandoned by society and its institutions. We make sure they know they are seen and valued every day. Anyone who is in need is welcome. Our project, Het Fort, which means the fortress, helps children who are growing up in poverty in the Netherlands. For 3 years, children from families that are in socio-economically vulnerable positions attend our after-school program twice a week. Here they learn the life skills they need to build healthy relationships and succeed in life, breaking the cycle of poverty that is often handed down from generation to generation. We want every child to know that they are seen, valued, and have something to offer this world. We believe that each child deserves a future filled with opportunities, whatever their background or home situation. As poverty is constantly increasing, We are working hard to expand the number of children we reach out to and to find new ways to fund our projects sustainably so that we can open new locations where they are most needed. Waypoint is our project that supports alcohol and drug addicts and their families. Our aim is to prevent the development, continuation, and relapse of addiction. A large part of our work is focused on prevention and supporting young people at risk, as well as supporting ex-addicts and their families, those looking for some extra support whilst working and learning new skills can participate in our reintegration program in our carpentry business or at our second-hand furniture shop. The impact of having someone you love who is addicted is huge, as this mum explains. Two of her sons have been addicts.
Of course. He denied it adamantly. To start with, but at some point, he couldn't hide it anymore. He had to admit it to us and to himself. I think that was the hardest part. We'd been wondering what we could do about it. But until they acknowledge that it's an issue themselves, there's really nothing you can do. If they keep on denying it, then it's a dead end. It went from bad to worse, really. He started joyriding, and then he got involved with criminal activities. He was completely out of control. It was awful. All we could do was watch as our son slowly destroyed himself. People start treating you differently as well. They start talking about you and your family behind your back, and they start avoiding you in the street. It got to the point where I got a call from the police one night saying that I needed to come to the hospital immediately as he'd taken an overdose, and they didn't know if he'd make it through the night. I can't describe the feeling. Thankfully, he made it through. He's recovered, has been clean for over 5 years now. He's also joined a prevention team that goes to schools to warn other young people about the dangers of drugs and alcohol.
Lastly, we'd like to introduce you to our project, Scarlet Cord. Our desire is for everyone who's working in prostitution to have the choice to step out and build a different life for themselves. As well as field work, we speak out against forced prostitution and sexual exploitation. We also work on prevention programs, raising awareness through campaigns and events, and have a team that is focused on education. We want people to become aware of the causes and consequences of prostitution and human trafficking.